Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Merrill's city administrator is threatening an age discrimination lawsuit as questions about the future of the position continue to swirl. Mike Leishner has more.
David Johnson claims that if his position is eliminated, he has more than enough evidence to bring a strong case against the city and Mayor Derek Woolner, citing public comments made by Woolner regarding Johnson's age and retirement fund. The evidence was outlined in a letter delivered to the mayor's office from attorney Jeff Scott Olson. The letter goes on to say they also have a defamation case stemming from last summer's attempt by Woolner to get Johnson to resign. Olson adds that if Mayor Woolner doesn't want to discuss the comments in court, all he has to do is stop them, and he'll likely never hear from Olson again. Woolner has not commented publicly on the matter.
Mike Leishner reporting. Woolner has not commented, as you heard, on the matter. Power failures can damage Vilas County departments, and a strong backup system is critical for those functions to continue. Public Property Committee authorized spending $250,000 or more for emergency generators that would provide at least a week of power to the backup storage systems in place at the Forestry Department. Information Technology Department Administrator Mike Dunning told the committee recently he had only one business so far that requested details on what's being wanted. The county is exploring a 25-kilowatt commercial generator in place next spring for instant use should it be needed. Dunning indicated it would take from 4 to 5 days to get usable data from the county's storage units, and there are some departments that are required to have 24-hour backups in place. Committee Chair Ron DeBruin indicated a local provider has dedicated a line to the courthouse, a fiber line to Rhinelander, and another fiber line to Land O'Lakes, which they own. And the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is releasing a series of disappointing results on standardized tests. 60% of public school students in the state fail to read and do math at their grade level. That's worse than last year's results. Some individual schools did better, but many others produced results that were much worse than last year. And the first human case of West Nile virus is being reported in northeastern Wisconsin. The Department of Health Services is not being specific about the exact location. Doctors say human West Nile cases tend to peak in August and September. Last year, there were 33 human cases of the virus that were confirmed in Wisconsin. And one Wisconsin lawmaker says chronic wasting disease is a threat to the state's deer population, and she hopes to get a handle on the problem before it's too late. Democrat Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point has introduced an approach that would cost $4 million. Half of the state funding would go toward collection of CWD samples, and the other half would be spent on research. And the sexual assault trial against a former Catholic priest would go to the jury today. Just two witnesses remain after 10 took the stand in Jefferson County Court Wednesday. 65-year-old William Nolan is charged with 6 counts of felony sexual assault of a child. The accuser says Nolan accosted him more than 100 times between February of 2006 and the summer of 2010 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church. He was 14 when the alleged assaults began. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: look for a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Windy with cloudy skies and a high near 61. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms. They could be heavy overnight, low near 54. Friday, a 30% chance of showers in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with temperatures falling to the 50s by evening. And then Saturday, sunny skies return, high near 67. Sunday, partly sunny, high near 72. And Monday, warming up even more, sunny with a high near 75. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.